With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So I think everyone was expecting us to react to Ben and Skin replaying our power rankings debate yesterday.
Nothing to react to. It was a fun, friendly conversation that we enjoyed, that we laughed at.
Yeah. We did.
And they took seriously.
What I like is that the morning show, someone tweeted me this. Someone, a morning show Tola was like, if you turn it on, leave it on, you know what the reality was. Mm-hmm. I think the other shows, I don't know what G-Bag did, but I know Ben and Skin tried to twist it. It's a little bit more of a contentious fight because that, you know, makes for, you know, better headlines.
And we've had them.
Of
you know,
course.
Let's not, we're not going to stand here and say we've never been guilty
the
of something.
The counting numbers
that
was legit. Counting numbers was legit contention.
And sometimes it's hard for, I think it's hard for people to tell with you.
Yeah.
Because they can't see your physical. I knew it when you started going LMNOP and when you kept rattling off the alphabet, I knew you were kind of like playing up the mocking to another level.
Yeah. Nate Silver, copper, gold.
Yeah. But man, it generated some reaction. Like on the fan text, I'm seeing right now. Like, why? I wish RJ would punch Sean in the throat. I wish he would cut off his circulation. So, whatever.
And to be fair, their recap of it was very funny. The way that they positioned it.
Yeah, but they afterwards should say that it was a crazy coffee high. It wasn't a real fight because you know. I don't want the image portrayed that we like dislike each other.
I don't think they knew the context that you had had three espressos.
Yeah.
At that time.
Well, I tweeted it to them and we said it multiple times, so they should know.
I think they had textually ignored it.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. That's
of course they did.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Fake radio.
Yeah.
Fake radio.
Fake first.
All right. Now, we haven't heard this. So this is Brian Broaddus and Mickey Spagnola Lane. They're out on location.
I can tell you, I think it's the happy hour podcast that they do on DallasCowboys.com with Nate Newton involved as well.
Okay, and they were talking about playing with desperation.
Yeah.
This one G-Bag of the day yesterday, so I was like, let's go ahead and listen to this audio play.
But what if you lose this next one?
Then, you know, your season's...
So what do you... If you play that card and you win, then what do you play the next
you
week?
You play even with more desperation.
No, you play with your players.
Yeah,
getting
but
confidence.
I don't know how many
you
times
lose this, you
I,
lose.
I believe.
But how many
this.
Times can you do that?
I believe this.
As many times as it takes you to get into the playoff or win the division or get to the playoffs.
I think at some point it loses the effect.
I believe.
What do you want them to do?
Be consistent.
See, this
be
is
consistent.
Where, this is where you're ridiculous at times.
No, right, I'm right, not ridiculous.
Let's go. Let's
because
go.
If you keep telling, if you keep telling your team they're desperate. Then they're going to sit there and go, okay, we're still desperate? I thought we were desperate
yeah,
last time.
Yeah, you're desperate because you lost some games
well,
during the season.
Well, you're desperate every time you play then.
But let me say
you
this.
You should be.
Let
well,
me say
but
this.
You can't play that card every
but
time.
But will you buy into this, Broaddus, that you just have to show that you're good and you
right.
got to be good
they're not business. Good.
Okay.
This team's not good. They're 4-5.
No,
sit there
no.
and act like
well,
that
no,
they're
no.
good.
If
I didn't
no.
say they were good.
No.
They're 4-5, but they're, I can't
but
play
I,
desperate every time.
You don't think because they added
that's
Amari.
That's why they're 4-5, because they don't play with any
but
desperation.
But Amari Cooper is a difference maker.
It, you lost the game with Amari Cooper playing,
that,
by the way.
But he's
against a team.
So they weren't desperate then.
Tennessee
they,
may not
they,
be as bad as we
been.
Think. Tennessee may not be as bad as we think.
Now you're sounding ridiculous.
No.
Did they not beat New England?
Nate is like pushed to the side like the Hall of Fame offensive lineman.
Just get over there. Just keep talking, Nate.
Yeah. Get up out of here.
Wow.
I really don't.
I can't play that card every time.
All right. Whose side are you going to take?
They have to play with desperation now. Now, Mickey's right. You can't sustain that.
Yeah. It's like having too many team meetings, right? It's like
yeah, you only got so many bullets in the chamber. You can't sustain that. But they're in a position right now where they have to play with desperation.
Yes.
You know, and they really have to play.
And Brian's right. They have not played with it previously.
Right.
You could feel and see it in the Philly game that had been missing in previous weeks.
I think you could play with desperation for 7 games.
Yeah.
okay, which is what they have left. Now, you can't do it for 16.
Well, you can't play that card every time.
Oh, you can't play that card. But I think he's right. You can't do that for a whole year.
I think maybe he's talking about the speech aspect of it, too. You know, players should be going out there and being like, this is a playoff game. This is a playoff game. This is a playoff game.
Remember when the Packers, they had like a 6-game win streak to end the season a couple years ago? They had to play every game like it was a playoff game. And they did. And they made the postseason. And that was the year they beat the Cowboys. They beat us, right? With the Dak year. So they had to play with that kind of desperation.
They always have it every year. It's every year. LAX, or it's an Aaron Rodgers quote. It's something that gets them fired up. But Broadus will – I don't know how they haven't, murdered each other more often. Because Mickey's not going to back down. Broadus can get heated. But, no, Brian would be like – sometimes when we used to get into it with Mickey, I'd be like, how do you not strangle him? How do you not put your hands around his throat? And he's like, nah, Mickey's a good guy. Brian will always defend, and I expected him to be more aggressive or want to fight more. But to do a show every single day, I think Broadus actually shows tremendous patience. He has to.
Well, he has to.
And then Mickey's gotten better, too. He'll disagree with more of a smile on his face. But we've all kind of adjusted to it over the years.
We've had to. We used to get in fights with Mickey every day.
Oh.
We used to look forward to it. Oh, man, I can't wait. We're going to push Mickey. And now we just push his buttons on purpose.
Yes.
Because now it's easy, and he knows we're pushing his buttons on purpose. I'll just bring up how much time Dak has in the pocket.
Oh,
just to bring it up.
Who takes care of that number?
Next gen stat.
Who's tagging that?
Any kind of next gen stat I'm going to bring up. I mean, who's sitting around? Is somebody just sitting around watching all these games?
You believe those numbers? You believe them? But Mickey also, to his credit, he's like, yeah, I know I'm stubborn too. We're all stubborn. So that's the point of it. You get passionate about it, you get stubborn about it, and that's what happens. All right, Roy, what is this audio that Ben tweeted?
So actually, this was from WIP, and I'm going to take credit for this because he retweeted my liked tweet. See, I liked it to bookmark it, and then he retweeted it with his own commentary. He's the first guy to find it, and then I'm like, damn, well, I guess I got to get right to it.
Petty over here.
It is petty. That's how we do it on Twitter, and I want the credit. So without further ado, this is Nigerian Sports Radio, and what you are going to hear is two gentlemen arguing about individual awards that should be handed out to the best soccer players in the world. You're going to hear maybe one name that you recognize in this, and that is Cristiano Ronaldo. I will ask both of you for this 55-second clip to write down the number of words you can recognize. Okay, any words that you recognize definitively that you hear, write it down from the Nigerian sports radio fight that took place earlier this week.
Best player in Europe.
Okay.
And then maybe awards at the end.
Yep, I got Mr. So they call him Mr. at the beginning. I got Cristiano Ronaldo, best player in Europe. Look at it. This man is serious. Fight. Messi is not something. Awards. How many has he won?
Good grief, RJ.
Well done. Individual awards. They're talking about the year that these guys had. They're debating whether or not Cristiano Ronaldo deserved to win the Golden Boot for 2018 for this year. And I thought that was a spicy little interaction.
There you go. Thank you, Ben Rogers, for finding that.
No. No. Don't do that.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, a lot of fights. A lot of crazy fights this week.
By the way, a lot of fan texters texting in and saying that Ben and Skin did clarify that you were under a lot of coffee pressure.
Okay. I heard.
So, they did clarify it.
You told me that they were talking about lack of sleep. from going out with Ben the night before.
Well, they mentioned that he was drinking a lot of coffee that morning, possibly as a result of having been up late the night before. I think several fans are tweeting here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Several fans are tweeting here that they did clarify.
If that's the case,
you apologize?
Then I apologize. I retract.
Kiss it.
Roy, shut up. I think the speed, there was a lot of John Belushi, Grego accusations on me yesterday.
Mm.
A lot of speed talk. And yeah.
Yeah, they asked if you were on steroids.
Yeah, no. It was the espresso machine got me.
Yeah. Men's T-shirts?
I thought it was coffee. I thought it was. But if they did preface it and talk about the coffee and the caffeine, I apologize. Ben Skin and Shippy. Not KT, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.